Well, Iran's parliament speaker says the Islamic Republic is committed to the nuclear deal with the P5+1 group of countries. Ali Larijani warned against allowing the U.S. to scuttle the agreement by leveling baseless accusations against Tehran. Speaking at a meeting with the European parliamentary delegation in Tehran, Larijani also criticized the U.S. president's anti-Iran rhetoric. He said every day Donald Trump makes a new allegation against Iran to instill fear in the hearts of other countries to dissuade them from having relations with the country. The parliament speaker also spoke of Tehran's anti-terror campaign in the region and stressed the fact that the international community needs firm resolve to eradicate terrorism. Crossing over to Atlanta, joined by managing editor of Veterans Today, Mr. Jim W. Dean. Thank you so much for being with us. You've heard that Iran's parliament speaker says that Iran continues to be committed to the P5+1 group of countries, basically the JCPOA and the agreement. Tell me about that side of things, especially when we have seen what has been happening coming out of Washington and attempting more sanctions against Iran. Talk about Iran's resolve in actually staying with the JCPOA as long as the country does not suffer because of it.
Well, the U.S. has actually painted itself into the corner by basically being the barking dog that everyone's getting tired of listening to. Trump has isolated himself. American prestige in foreign affairs is probably at the lowest it's ever been. And Iran is not only standing solid on the JCPOA, but Europe is standing there with them, China, Japan, basically all the whole world is standing behind the agreement. So the longer Trump stays with this failed policy, the worse it's going to hit him. And then also we're waiting to see. Congress has been very, very quiet during this 60-day period where they have to basically decide whether they're going to reinstitute sanctions. And we've heard that the European Union has been lobbying Congress very, very hard, explaining to them, warning them in great detail that if they kill the deal, they are going to stick with it. And if the U.S. tries to use counter-sanctions on them to force them to involve with the sanctions, it's going to have a terrible effect long-term on U.S. and UE relations. So this is starting to boomerang on the U.S., and we're hoping that at some point Trump's going to try to figure out a way how to wiggle out of this where he doesn't lose face. But we do not erase the tremendous progress that we've had. And of course, what he's trying to do is he wants to basically put a great brake pedal on the huge economic recovery that Iran is expected to have. Rather than considering that to be an engine for the whole region to help everyone else's economy, Saudi Arabia especially is concerned about being eclipsed. And therefore, that's why they're doing the Iran boogeyman number again.
And would this Washington benefit from all of this? Why do you think that the Trump administration or parts of the administration is so adamant in not letting this deal continue on track?
We just think that Trump has made a deal with the Israelis and the Saudis that he will do everything he can do to undo the deal, to try to get the world on board, that Iran is the big destabilizing factor in the region, and the same thing with Israel. So they can continue trying to paint themselves as the people that are trying to stabilize the Mideast when it's exactly the opposite. These two countries have been taking advantage of destabilization in the Mideast for several decades, and the world is really now getting wise to it, and they're really seeing an opposition that they've never really seen before.
Thank you so much for being with us, Mr. Jim W. Dean, managing editor, Veterans Today out of Atlanta, Georgia.